Wednesday, February 19th. Today in swim class, we had a skills test on diving. No, class, the object of the skills test is to measure your ability to dive and retrieve the objects from the bottom of the pool as quickly as possible, our teacher explained. You'll be diving for 7 plastic rings. Come on, what's the point? What are we training for, a dolphin show or something? Why doesn't the teacher just sell tickets to see us perform and throw us fish as a reward when we do a good job? I'm just saying. But get this. I couldn't believe there was no ambulance or some elite emergency team here to rescue us. You know, like the ones you always see on the sidelines at our football games? Didn't it dawn on our teacher that we might need CPR or maybe even oxygen? Or how about one of those super-sized rescue hook thingies to pull us out of the water in the event of an emergency? Mackenzie was next in line to take her skills test when the teacher yelled, "Dive!" Mackenzie dove into the pool, barely making a splash. Within seconds, she had scooped up all of the rings and was back out of the pool with the fastest time in the entire class. She waved and blew kisses to everyone like she had just won a gold medal in the Olympics or something. That girl is so vain. However, I was not the least bit intimidated. Dad had purchased everything I needed for my skills test from a yard sale last summer. Anyway, when my teacher hollered, "Dive!" I jumped in and grabbed all the rings in record time, even faster than Mackenzie. My gym teacher congratulated me on my remarkable performance, but then she got an attitude about the whole thing and gave me a big, fat D. I was so disgusted. "Sorry, Miss Maxwell," my teacher said, "but you're diving for plastic rings, not sunken treasure. No scuba gear is allowed." Apparently, it was against the pool rules. But how was I supposed to know that? The only sign about rules I saw said, WCD pool rules. Number 1, no running. Number 2, no eating. Number 3, no horseplay. Number 4, no peeing in the pool. Number 5, no float toys. There was nothing on that list that said, no scuba gear. That's when I totally lost it and yelled at my teacher. "Sorry, lady, but I'm not some humpback whale capable of diving to the deepest, darkest, most dangerous depths of the pool. I need my mask, wetsuit, regulator, tank, and scuba fins. Besides, the water is so deep my eyeballs could pop out, and I could die from decompression sickness. Worse yet, you didn't even bother to have an ambulance here just in case I needed to be rushed to the hospital. So let me see you dive to the bottom of the pool without having a massive stroke or something." But I just said that in my head, so no one else heard it but me. That diving skills test was so unfair. I should definitely get a do-over. I'm just saying.